You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Not today, Bubba.
Go get him, Bubba. Love you.
Not today, Bubba. Gordy. Gordy, can I bother you for a second? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, sit back, relax. The only place you need to be for the next 45 minutes is indeed the Brilliantly Dumb Show right here. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that did not see the Instagram, all hell has broken loose. We're recording this now, right now, Monday morning. Now, the Steelers with a devastating loss, beyond devastating, just a horrific loss that flat out cannot happen. Now, we all know the biggest Steelers fan around is a young man by the name of Jersey Jerry. Folks, I regret to inform you that we will not be getting Jersey Jerry today. I kind of knew this was going to come. I had a feeling that Jerry wasn't going to show if the Steelers lost. I've seen Jerry on Steelers losses, and I'm telling you, folks, it's bad. There's no other way to shape it. It's just bad. He doesn't handle it well. He gets very upset. Now, we love Jerry Don. Jerry Don's got the biggest heart of them all. But when things can go south for Jerry Don, which scares me, they go south fast. I wake up this morning from a message on Instagram from one of his coworkers by the name of Darren Russo, who Jersey Jerry refers to as Radio Russo. I will be calling him Russo today. Now, Russo sent me a video of Jersey Jerry being pulled away by a police officer, and it scared the shit out of me. I'm here to tell you that Jersey Jerry is indeed okay. We're not going to have Jersey Jerry on today. Hopefully he comes back for the Friday episode. Darren's going to break down what happened to Jersey Jerry, but it is, mind you, after the Steelers lost, a day after, the cop is pulling Jerry, and it looks like as if he got arrested. Jersey Jerry is okay, but I want to get the breakdown here from Russo on what took place. So this is going to be Gerard Gilfone's coworker by the name of Russo. We bring him in. He was there firsthand for what happened today. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Russo, welcome to the Brilliantly Dumb Show, sir. Russo,
hey, Bobby. I'm in, Bobby.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Russo himself. Now, Russo, you were there for what took place today. I want to ask you first things first, Russo. How long have you been working with Jersey Jerry total?
3 years, say. About 3 years.
And what did you think of this Jersey Jerry when you first met him? I mean, what was kind of your take on the guy?
He belongs in a loony bin. I don't know how the fuck he got the job here.
And did you notice that right out of the gate, Russo?
The second I laid eyes on him.
Why? When you laid eyes on him, what did you think? Was it a conversation with him?
He was talking to himself.
Yeah. And I mean, people, your coworkers, a bunch of blue collar guys, and, you know, they like to bust balls. Do they bust Jerry's balls a lot?
Oh, yeah. They thought that the supervisors, they were setting us up, you know?
They thought. So you guys and all your coworkers thought that the supervisors were playing a prank on you by sending Jerry?
Oh, yeah. It was a special needs kid, you know? Nothing against them, but there's something wrong with him, you know?
No doubt about it. But the bottom line is, Russo, he's got this beautiful, wonderful heart where you could tell he's a great guy. Do you guys get a kick out of him?
Oh, yeah. We all love him now. Love him.
Yeah, and you like working with him day to day?
Oh, yeah. You spend one day with him, you're in love.
And do you guys kind of know that he's been doing this show here, that he's got his own segment on the Brilliantly Dumb Show? I mean, do you guys know that? Does he talk to you guys about that?
Oh, yeah, we all support him, you know.
Okay, now Russo, what concerned me, and it turns out it happened, was I said I was very concerned if the Steelers lose, I said, I'm very concerned for what Jerry's going to do, because usually he's just an emotional wreck. He'll go on a hiatus for a week or two. Now, it played out exactly what I was afraid of. I wake up in the morning, okay, and I get a video message from you of a cop pulling Jersey Jerry away. Can you tell us what went down from your standpoint?
So I knew it was going to be a bad day today. I told my fiance the same thing. I said, to be honest, I don't know if the kid's going to show up to work tomorrow. I think he's going to call out sick. But I show up today. I see his car parked outside. So I said, he's here.
And he's never late, right? He shows up on time every single day.
Early, every day.
How early is he each day?
He could be here 2 hours early. The kid's out of his mind.
Okay.
My coworker was riding him hard all day long, you know, for a couple hours straight. And Jerry was just taking it on the chin.
Not even saying anything back. He would take a jab at the Steelers and Jerry wouldn't counter or anything.
Nothing. He was devastated. Nothing. I thought he was going to cry. So then I look over at Jerry. I'm breaking the road and Jerry's looking at the trees. I go, oh, Jesus, not again. So then I'm looking over at him and he's talking to the trees. My coworker goes, hey, buddy, Big Ben's not over there. He's on his way to the golf course.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. So now Jerry's shaking. He's drooling out of the fucking mouth. He's having an episode. So then he goes, Big Ben's a fraud. But the rest of
it. Yep. See, he snapped.
Jerry snapped, tackled him right on the road. So the cop comes running over. He goes, what the fuck's going on? And Jerry's pummeling this guy. Now, I thought Jerry was a pussy.
Jerry. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. If you talk shit about the Steelers, Jerry will kick the shit out of you regardless of who you are.
Pummeled him. So now Jerry's fighting with the officer. I'm like, Jerry, we're at work, buddy. You're going to get fired. He goes, I don't give a fuck. So now the officer and him are going back and forth. And that was it. The officer...
Well, you know what? A lot of people were messaging to me, you know, I hope Jerry get arrested. Did Jerry get arrested? Folks, he did not get arrested. It looks like the officer was just trying to calm him down.
So the officer works for us, you know, on the road details.
Right. And so he kind of got in the middle of it, took Jerry over to the side. And then did Jerry calm down after that?
Bob, I don't know where the fuck Jerry is to this moment.
You still don't, you have no idea where Jerry is?
Jerry walked down the road and hasn't come back. Now I'm done. I just got done with work. His car is right there. His work truck's over there. We got his work truck back here. I don't know where the fuck he went.
When I talked to Jerry prior to having you on and I told him that you were going to come on, Jerry was home. So I think he just picked up, walked home. Now, I know now at this point, Jerry is okay as far as work. I mean, I don't know what's going to take place. But Russo, I'm telling you, man, I was worried about this out of the gate. I said, if the Steelers lose, there's going to be big time problems. And next thing you know, he's scratching and clawing at work. He'll be okay to return come tomorrow. No?
Who knows? I didn't think he was coming in today, Bob, to be honest. I thought he was calling out sick.
And you even said that to your fiance. He said, this guy's not going to show. Russo, I was having the same thing. I was getting worried. You know, when he gets too, look, I know he's a big fan of the Steelers, but I always told him he just gets too emotionally invested into him. I'm a diehard Yankee fan, but you can't just shut off, you know, when they lose. But I mean, you could tell your coworkers, I've spoken to Jerry. He's okay.
Well, that's good.
Do you worry about the guy, Russo?
Yeah, Jerry does this shit, though, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. A 100%. And then he always comes bouncing back to where he'll get very emotional, but he does come back.
I bet Jerry will be here. You know, we start at 7. He'll be here at 6 o'clock in the morning, sitting here waiting for all the guys.
Well, you know what, Russo? I got news for you. We appreciate you kind of giving us the lowdown right here. We want to let you get back to your blue-collar job. That is, and if you could, keep an eye out for our Jerry Diesel. We can only hope that we get Jerry back you know, come for Friday's episode, maybe the happy hour. Tell your coworkers, I talked to him. He is okay. I just think he just went home. Why he didn't take his car, I don't know. But folks, we will be getting the return of Jersey Jerry. We, you know, thoughts out for Jerry Diesel and Russo. We'll let you get back to doing what you do, big fella.
Yep. Have a good one, Bobby.
All right, Russo. Thanks for hopping on, brother. In the meantime, right, ladies and gentlemen, we are moving on. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we interrupt this portion of the Burnley Dump Show to let you know that the Burnley Dump Show is brought to you by Raycon earbuds. Folks, you always hear it every new year, people saying new year, new me. Most likely that means you're going to pick up a new hobby. It's always better, whatever the hobby may be, it's always better when you have amazing audio that will make that experience that much better. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. Whether it's following along the directions in the kitchen, binging an audiobook while learning to knit, or powering through a new workout with a pumped up playlist in your ear, a pair of Raycons can make any activity easier and a better time. Take it from a guy like myself, zipping it around 25 minutes, 35, 45 minutes a day around the block. I do it with the most premium quality earbuds in my ears at all times. That is Raycon earbuds. Starting now, yes, starting now, Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners and my listeners only. Go to buyraycon.com/dumb. Yes, I said it. buyraycon.com/dumb. That's it. You'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order. So feel free to grab a pair and a spare. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/dumb. Let's repeat it again for the folks out there. buyraycon.com/dumb. Get it now. You will not regret it. In the meantime, folks, we are moving on.
I tell you, something I just can't seem to wrap my head around that just boggles my mind. This divorce coming up between Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. You talk about a clash of the titans in the divorce ball game. There will be blood. Prenup or no prenup, there is some unfinished business in that boardroom. You better believe that. There ain't no question about it. And think about Kim Kardashian's divorce attorney. This guy's been laughing his way to the bank for the past 10, 15 years. For however long Kardashian's been getting divorced, that guy's been living. No question about it. And this guy just shows up once, maybe twice every 3 years to the Kardashian estate. Once when Kim gets married and once when Kim gets divorced. The other 2 years, this guy just takes his family to a vacation in Cabo. I mean, this guy's just killing it. Do you know how many things there needs to go back and forth on? I mean, this thing is going to be dragged out. I wonder if Kardashian pays by the hour or pays by the year. You know what I mean? Wild. And then if you really want to feel like shit, do something I did. Try and imagine yourself. I imagined me. If I were to get married and divorced today, the things I would be fighting over compared to things that Kanye and Kim are about to be fighting over in negotiations. Kim is battling for sole ownership of the 8-bedroom, 8,500 square foot, 6-car garage mansion in Newport Beach. Meanwhile, I think I own the rights to my Nespresso machine. I would take that with me. I would also like the rights to my 6, 7, 8, and 9 irons, including the 60 degree and possibly the putter. You imagine the difference going on in those boardrooms? Kim's attorneys, herself, Kanye, they all show up to big boardrooms in private jets. They have their lunch catered. That's when you know you're really rich, when you're about to get divorced, but you have to eat your catered lunch before you discuss getting divorced. It's like, you know what I mean? If you guys are eating lobster salad for lunch before going into negotiations about getting divorced, you're going to be okay. If that were me getting divorced, my attorney would be showing up in an Uber or a Lyft. possibly even one of those bird scooters you could ride in Santa Monica down here. I'd be showing up in my Honda CRV. We wouldn't even be in the boardroom. We would rent out a little Starbucks or something. Take advantage of the free Wi-Fi. Kim Kardashian's having that thing catered before she gets divorced. Talk about a premium. Talk about a luxury. My wife would just be scratching and clawing for the couch. I'm begging for the recliner and we're just butting heads. Who gets that 24-pack of shampoo that we just bought from Costco? Might not seem like that, like much, but Costco sells in bulk and those things don't run cheap. Do you split the shampoo? Do you get 12 and 12? Meanwhile, the Kardashians are splitting down Maseratis and Ferraris. Just total madness. Just another side of rich, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm telling you, this divorce is going to get ugly. And it's going to get real ugly. Anywho, here on the Brooklyn Dumb Show, ladies and gentlemen, we are moving on. I'll tell you, folks, something that bothers me, and I've mentioned it before on the podcast, and I saw it come to fruition yet again at a Starbucks. Look, folks, first things first when it comes to Starbucks, no matter what time of the day you go, it's like an In-N-Out burger. It's like a Chick-fil-A. It's always going to be a big line. Always. I mean, they're never not busy. It's unbelievable what these franchises has done. I mean, they are just printing cash. But every single time I go into Starbucks, I go in line and I sit behind 12, 15 people and I look over at the barista and there's usually at tops two baristas at a Starbucks, tops. A lot of times it's one. And I look over at that barista and I say, how the hell am I ever going to get my coffee? I mean, this is madness. Not only am I looking at 12 people in front of me, but I'm also listening to their orders. It's never a standard order that's going off the menu. It's always got to be something that's not off the menu. Always. And some of these requests are just outrageous. Yeah, let me get a black cherry frappuccino. It's like, when the fuck does Starbucks have black cherry with two pumps of classic? Who's pumping the classic? What is the classic? Can you pump classic? I never understood that. That's something I always hear. I heard a lady ask, I'll do two pumps of pumpkin spice. Can you pump pumpkin spice? Can you pump pumpkins? I'm just lost. And I just look over at this poor barista and just think, this poor girl or this poor guy. Just being thrown through the ringer right now, yet they're always loving it to some degree. And I never know how. And it happened the other day. And I'm telling you, I talked about it all the time. And now I've seen it happen twice. The manager walked over to Cheryl, the barista, and said, Cheryl, unfortunately, Patricia, your backup barista, just called off of work. So naturally, I would think the way that it should go is Kevin, who's behind the counter in charge of pastries and pastries only, should now rotate to help Cheryl the barista with the coffees. If Kevin knows how to do the pastries, he should absolutely know how to do the coffees as well. But instead, they keep Kevin, the pastry guy, on the pastries in front of that big microwave that kind of looks more like a time machine. And whatever breakfast item or menu item is done, it lets the whole store know that it's done. And the pastry people at Starbucks just sit in front of this thing and wait for the buzzer to go off. It's kind of like heating up a Hot Pocket. I put it in for 2 minutes and I just sit in front of the microwave and watch it and wait for the time to count down. Now, Cheryl, who's pumping out 15 coffees on whim's notice, is getting a little upset that Kevin, the pastry guy, is solely doing pastries. And to be quite frank, I don't blame Cheryl whatsoever. I mean, Kevin's just doing fuck all right now. And if Kevin's getting the same amount, paid the same amount If the pastry guys at Starbucks are getting paid the same amount that the baristas are getting paid, I got a big problem with that. I really do. And I feel for Cheryl. I mean, isn't there some sort of Starbucks union that kind of goes by the store and says, hey, you know what? These pastry guys aren't doing a whole lot compared to what Cheryl's doing right now. Cheryl's pumping out 15 coffees at once. 14 of the 15 coffees aren't even on the menu. And what Kevin, the pastry guys, like to do at Starbucks, and Kevin was doing it, you see it all the time. When they get the breakfast item, when the breakfast item is ready, all you got to do is click the button. It either says breakfast sandwich or bagel bites. You just choose between the other. Mind you, this is not a microwave that holds 15 different items. It holds two items. Looking at the microwave from the outside, you would think, wow, that holds about 20. It holds like two items. Kevin just clicks the button. The item's ready. The item's ready. And then what they like to do is when they announce that that whatever item is ready and they call the name out, they always like to act exhausted. You know what I mean? Like they just ran 2 miles. Yeah, I got two breakfast sandwiches for Lara. Lara, two breakfast sandwiches. Yeah, I got sous vide bites for John. Sous vide. Sous vide bites for John. Meanwhile, the person who should really be tired is Cheryl. I got a Frappuccino for Cheryl. Frappuccino for Cheryl. And Cheryl always sounds like she could still pump out 15 more items. But folks, the bottom line is, all I'm here to say is if the pastry guys are here getting more money or as much money as the baristas, they are getting away with murder. That would be like the punter making more than the quarterback. It just doesn't add up. And that's all I have to say here on this fine Tuesday morning for you folks, is that these pastry guys over at Starbucks are getting away with stone cold murder. Anywho, ladies and gentlemen, we are moving on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, we're going to do things a little bit differently here for the Ask Bob segment of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. As you know, we always close down every episode with the Ask Bob segment Tuesday after Friday, Tuesday after Friday. Now, we're doing something a little bit differently here. Last week in our live happy hour that we do weekly for the Patreon members, where we all gather around a Zoom link and get absolutely blasted while we run the podcast. It's a beautiful time. We hope to see you there. Next time, Nikki Smigs, young Chicago native who was in the happy hour live with us, said, Bob, you have got to try the Portillo's sandwich. Next thing you know, he sends a Chicago Portillo's sandwich. They are known for these beef sandwiches, apparently. He claims it's a staple of Chicago. And you know what? I got to be quite frank with you. I've been doing a lot of these delivery apps like the Gold Bellies, to where if I'm really missing a New York bagel, I ship a New York bagel to California. Is it ever going to be as good when it's in the store? No, of course not. It never is. But it gives you a little taste from home. I've been having bagels and pizzas just flying over our heads across the country week in, week out. Just shipped to me constantly. They got the concept of freezing it correctly. You know, they know their cadence there, and it comes shipped to you. You heat that baby up, tastes a little bit like home. So I said, you know what, Nikki Smigs, if you want me to try the Chicago staple for you, I'm going to try the Chicago staple for you. It's a beef sandwich from Portillo's, and I will review it on the podcast, no doubt about it. There you have it right there, folks. The Portillo sandwich right there. Got some hot peppers in there. Bobby doesn't do too well with heat, but either way, let's go ahead and do this dance here. This one's for you, Nikki Smigs, the Chicago native, Portillo Sando. For those of you not watching on the YouTube right now, I do apologize, but I'm going to try and take you through this bite. Peppers are really kicking in pretty hot right now, and I'm... Took a wide load of peppers right there. Hot ones too. And when Chicago says hot peppers, they mean hot. That is really fucking hot. Oh, man. Folks, these bad boys are no joke. That got a little kick to it right there. These little bad boys circled around here, pack a mean old punch. And again, Bobby does not do too well with heat. Going to try and battle through this. Look, the Portillo sandwich. It is a good... I am being so rude to the people listening in their cars right now and not on the YouTube right now. But look, is it a good sandwich? No doubt about it. I do like it. Is it something that I would want to be the staple of my city? Unfortunately not. I think Chicago, you stick to the deep dish pizza. You stick to the good defense on the defensive side of the ball and football. And that's where you leave it. No offense, just defense. You got the beef sandwiches right here. And I'm going to give the Portillo beef sandwich here out of Chicago. I'm going to give it a 6-6 for you there, Nikki Smigs. Folks, if anybody wants to send famous staples of their city on over to me, both me and my mouth is waiting for you. My apologies. That sounded a little bit sexual, but you know what I mean. Folks, that just about does it here. We did things a little bit differently there for the Ask Bob segment. That just about does it here on the Burnley Dumb Show. We bring in Jersey Jerry, hopefully Friday. Reach out to him. Fire the kid back up. We need to get him back up to speed after that Steelers loss. But he is indeed okay. We can only hope to get the young man back on Friday. That does it here for the Burnley Dumb Show, folks. Happy hour Wednesday. The Burnley Dumb Show Friday. We will see you then. Take care.
Not today, Bubba.
Go get him, Bubba. Love you.
Not today, Bubba. Gordy. Gordy, can I bother you for a second?
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.